This is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Metro Research. We are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your state and community. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Just the first question, just so we know that we have a representation of all ages, can I have the year of your birth? Only the year.
1962.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Is that Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican?
No.
No? Is it another race?
Say that over again.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much. What is your race? Do you identify as Black American, White, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or some other race?
White.
Thank you so much. Next question. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to be voting in these upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote most importantly,
okay.
Yes, I'll vote.
Thank you so much. How motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election?
Very motivated.
Very, extremely. On a scale from 0 to 10, you will say 10?
Yep.
Thank you. How much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
0.
Okay, no power then. Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what is the most important issues that you for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Israel and Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, cost of living and inflation, immigration, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform, police violence, student loans forgiveness, healthcare, jobs in the economy, abortion, or climate change.
So the state of the economy, and then,
okay.
The problems that we're having with the border.
Okay. Just a second. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Now we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using that scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know, you never heard of the people or groups, please just indicate so. Joe Biden, 0 to 10.
0.
0. Donald J. Trump, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Kamala Harris, 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries, 0 to 10.
I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald J. Trump, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or you will not vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If you had to choose between Joe Biden and Donald Trump in 2024 election for president, who would you choose?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or you will not vote?
Republican.
Thank you. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to Black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all of his promises, most of his promises, some of his promises, a few of his promises, or none of his promises?
None of his promises.
Thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or it will make no difference? Defense democracy. Would you support much more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Much more.
Thank you. Looks out for people like me?
Much more.
Thank you. Puts people over politics?
Much more.
Thank you. Grows the economy?
Much more.
Thank you. Wants to build black wealth?
Much more.
Secures the border?
Much more.
Thank you very much. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Fights racism and discrimination. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Wants to build black wealth.
0.
Thank you. Is honest and ethical.
0.
Is effective and gets things done.
0.
Thank you. Protects abortion rights.
10.
10, okay. Is too woke.
They're very much too woke, so I don't know what that would be, 10 or 0.
Okay. 10, it means it describes them extremely well. 0 10. Means, okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated. 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. 0 to 10.
That would be 0. That would not make me vote for them.
Okay. As a working class American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
That would not make me vote for them either.
Okay. So that's a 0 too?
Yep.
Okay. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35 and seniors out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
0. Like, none of that's even.
Okay.
0.
I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel are the biggest impact on your personal life. Lower the costs of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Send out $1,400 cash relief checks on the American Rescue Plan. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, cut credit card fees, late fees from $32 to $8, invested in black small businesses, ownership, and entrepreneurship. 2 or 3 of those.
So none of them had an impact on me at all.
None. Okay. Thank you. Next. sometimes in a survey, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or you would not vote?
Republican candidate.
Thank you. Which of the following statement comes close to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? First one, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or two, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
I don't understand why we can't do stuff for everybody, and why do we have to separate it out, black and white?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm supposed to just read verbatim. Those are the options.
Well, I don't want to choose any option because I feel like everyone should be treated equally and fairly and not treat one race over everyone else. Because what about the Latinos and the Spanish people? And what about the white people and the Chinese people and the Russian people and everyone else in the United States?
The first statement includes all races. I'm going to read it again, so maybe you missed mm-hmm. something. We
yeah.
should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap, which means it will bring black people, include black people, along with other races like white, Hispanic, Asian.
Why are they naming black? Like, why can't they name, just like close the gap between all races instead of, why are they naming black people? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I've
skipped the answer to that question.
Unfortunately, there is no way I can skip it. Either you choose the first or second one. I don't know if you want to go for the first one since, you know, it includes all races.
All right, I guess just pick the first one.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read to you a series of statements that people say about why we should vote for Democrat for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. 0 to 10.
0, because that is all smokescreen.
Thank you. Thank you. We all deserve access to good-paying jobs and the chance to succeed, but Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap.
Let me ask you this. Is this survey paid for by the Democrats? Because that's what it sounds like it is.
Honestly, we are a private company. I don't know who the contractor is.
Yeah. I bet it's the Democrats. I'm going to say 0 because, like, those are lies that you're spewing right now.
Okay.
And I'm a middle-class, blue-collar worker.
Okay.
And so, like, all that abortion stuff is lies.
Mm-hmm.
The tax
okay, no
stuff
problem.
Is lies.
You have the right to give your opinion.
I'm going to say 0. But
okay.
So what they're doing is, like, if I was uneducated, I would believe the statements that you're making, and it would make me want to vote Democrat. But
yeah,
I'm educated. But I'm educated. So, like, you might call somebody that's 80 years old and kind of feeble and all the statements you're telling them,
yeah,
they're going to believe you. Or you might call someone uneducated or someone poor and desperate, and they're going to believe what you're saying. But what this survey is about is it's lies. It's okay. Trying to convince the common person mm-hmm. that the Democrats are doing good things, and they're not.
Okay. And for you to know, you'll be amazed to how many people they also not believe most of the statements. I honestly supposed to keep neutral, you know. I'm not supposed to influence your opinion in no kind of way. So I just supposed to read.
So I grew up poor, you know, like there was five of us and my mom was single and she was an alcoholic and I'm okay. still siding with the Republicans. I work hard okay. for my money. And like all that stuff you're saying about abortion and everything, I know you didn't make up the survey, but it's all lies.
I understand. We almost done now. If you allow me, I'd like to continue with the survey. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. After MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against the legislation that will enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. 0 to 10.
So, like, even that's all lies because the Democrats want people that aren't here legally to vote so that they can decide the election, and that's why they're opening the border and letting all those people come here illegally. And what about the people that came here legally? Mm. So, like, what's the question that what am I supposed to be deciding on this part?
From 0 to 10, whether it's a very convincing statement, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay, that's 0. Thank you.
Right.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress, they want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. We need leaders.
My yeah. health care insurance went up dramatically after the Health Care Act. Dramatically.
Okay. Thank you. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit the hardest by climate change.
0. I mean,
0.
And
okay.
0. And why do they keep naming black people? I don't get it. It's for all people, not
yeah.
just black people.
I understand.
Democrats, if anybody votes Democrat this time around, they got to be crazy.
Okay. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
Oh, I'm extremely motivated.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has?
0.
To change? Okay.
0. Unless the Republicans get in, but the Democrats will probably cheat again.
Okay, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or Republican candidate? Are you undecided or you will not vote?
Republican.
Thank you. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. 1 to build black wealth, 0 to 10.
Well, they're claiming they want to build it, but they're not really, so I'm going to say 0.
Okay. Bring down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
0.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Today, Republican, but really all the rest of my life, I was always independent. But now okay. I'm a Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Unfortunately, full-time, probably till the day I die.
That makes two of us. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Last year, that's back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
90 grand.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
Twice a month.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and being so kind. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You're welcome. Hopefully other people will take the survey but not believe the lies that the Democrats are telling you to state.
Like I said, you know, you'll be amazed how many people do not agree, you know. And
I wonder, are they only calling Republicans? Hopefully they're just, are they only calling Republicans?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah.
They're only calling us Republicans. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go Donald Trump.
Yes.